In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for those most lost souls. Now for a recitation of the readings in the vernacular. The first lesson is from the Book of Esther. In those days, Mordecai prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord, Lord, my almighty King, for all things are in thy power, and there is none that can resist thy will. If thou determine to save Israel, thou hast made heaven and earth, and all things that are under the cope of heaven. Thou art Lord of all, and there is none that can resist thy majesty. And now, O Lord, O King, O God of Abraham, have mercy on thy people, because our enemies resolve to destroy us and to extinguish thine inheritance. Despise not thy portion, which thou hast redeemed for thyself out of Egypt. Hear my supplication, and be merciful to thy lot and inheritance, and turn our mourning into joy, that we may live and praise thy name. O Lord, and shut not the mouths of them that sing to thee, O Lord our God. The continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus, going up into Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart and said to them. Actually, that was incorrect. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, which of you shall have a friend and shall go to him at midnight and shall say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, because my friend of mine is come from a far off journey to me, and I have not what to set before him. And he from within should say and answer, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. Yet if he shall continue knocking, I say to you, although he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as needeth. And I say to you, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Which of you, if he had asked his father bread, will he not give him a stone? Will he give him a stone? Or a fish? Will he not for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he reach him a scorpion? If then you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father from heaven give the good Spirit to them that ask him? This concludes the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. So today, as we continue on with in these difficult times, we get the great grace, obviously, of wearing the purple vesture, the violet vesture, which is here because these are days of mourning. These are definitely days of mourning when we're not able to have Mass together, which is why it's appropriate that we would celebrate particularly this Mass, which is for the defense of the Church. The Church is very much under attack in all sorts of ways right now. And so it's important that we pray. I want to point out something to you from the book, or from the Book of Esther right there in Mordecai. In fact, those who are doing the Divine Office, the Liturgy of the Hours as it is in the ordinary form, I believe just have concluded with the readings from Esther. If they're not still going through them, I'm a little bit confused on that, but I think they're still going through the Book of Esther. And here's the prayer of Mordecai. Remember, Mordecai is a great man who actually prevented the slaying, prevented the killing of this great king, and that's mixed up within the story of Esther, who became the queen, who is one to intercede on behalf of the Israelite people with the king who are about to be slaughtered, because Mordecai refused to bow down and pay obeisance or worship unto a man who thought that he was really great, the man Haman. And so Mordecai is beseeching the God of heaven with this time. I think this is something that we should take and be our prayer. If you want to look it up for later on, just in case you don't have your missal with you, it's from the book of Esther, chapter 13. You'll be able to find his prayer there. What does he say there? He says, Lord God, Almighty King, for all those things are in thy power. Everything has been given unto you under heaven. And now, O Lord, my King, God of Abraham, have mercy on your people because our enemies resolve to destroy us and to extinguish your inheritance in us. Feels like that right now, doesn't it? Continuing on, despise not your portion which you have redeemed for yourself out of Egypt. So he's reminding God there of all the things he has done for them in the past that have allowed them to go forward and to do good at this time, reminding them of how he brought them out of Egypt. Don't let ourselves be extinguished because we're a people that are particularly yours. We as Catholics particularly belong to Christ. And it's important for us to not to remind God of that as though he's forgotten it, but we also need to be reminded of our special place with God. See the homily which we preached yesterday, and you'll find more about that as we spoke to the young first communicant. Continuing on, hear my supplication or my prayer where I lay myself outstretched before you, which is deeper than a prayer that I just throw up while standing, but I stretch myself out, my supplication, he says. Be merciful to thy lot and thy inheritance, and turn our mourning into joy. That we may live and praise your name. O Lord God, shut not the mouths of them that sing to thee. That's what we're asking for right now. Those of you who can't be here at Mass, our mourning, we want that to be turned to joy, to pure joy. Joy, which is the result of knowing that we're loved by God and being confident in that, but also to be able to share the joy of being able to sing, to praise. What has been taken from us during this time? Those in authority over us have said, you're not to sing. You're not to sing. How can you tell a Catholic, one who loves God, not to sing, not to praise God? These are things that have been taken from us. So we're asking God not to let our mouths be shut, but that so that they can always be wide open to the Lord. Now here's the movement for today. The movement for today comes directly from the gospel. It's such a good gospel because what is it? It's from that very passage where the gospel tells us to ask, to knock, to seek, so that we can find, so that we can have the door open, so that we can receive the things which God wants to give us. He says that who among you, if your neighbor were to come to you even at midnight in the dark of night and say, I got to give hospitality to somebody and I have nothing to give him, will you just give me? And even if your friend says, no, I can't do it in any way. I've got so many other things going on. Like, I just can't do it right now. Come in the morning and I'll help you out. He says, if the neighbor keeps knocking, keeps seeking, keeps beating upon the door over and over again, even if he won't get up and do it just because he's a friend, because he's a good man, he will get up and do it just because we knock so persistently. So you know what I'm going to ask you to do. So we ask it every day. Did you call the bishop today? Did you call the bishop today and let him know your concern? Maybe you called him yesterday. Maybe you called him the day before. Maybe you called him the day before that. But did you call him today? Because what does it say right here? It says the persistence gets it. The persistence is the one that does it. To do so with respect, to do so with love, to do so with real concern, of course, all these Christian things are normal. Why? Because we're not dealing with the governor who is obviously not living like a Christian person. But we're talking about our bishop, who is a Christian man, who is a good man. And so we deal goodly with him and appeal to the fatherness of his heart. Read that second part of the gospel right there, which is here from Luke chapter 11. It's talking about a father who knows how to give good gifts, who doesn't give bad gifts. We'll appeal to him in his fatherhood in that way and knock and to seek and to keep on doing so over and over again. I can tell you, In the human sense, the bishop is a little bit frustrated right now. That's fine. You're his children. You're his children. Children often frustrate their parents by seeking and asking and knocking in these ways. Well, continue on. Continue on. Appeal to that fatherhood of his heart to share with him your concerns with persistence. Who knows how long it will take? If you refer to the sermon which we preached this past weekend, it took many years for them to get the church opened again there in the Valle de los Caídos. However long it takes, put your trust in God and continue to ask and to seek. Your job isn't to deal with what somebody else is going to do. My job isn't to deal to change somebody else's heart and to do something else. My duty before God is to make sure that I'm doing what he's asked me to do. And so, however long it takes, with that same great persistence, realizing that the God of heaven showers his good gifts on those who seek him with the whole of their hearts, with the whole of their minds, with the whole of their souls. And to make sure that we're doing it not for our own individual good, but we remember that there are those, because they will get out of the habit of physically being here in Mass, physically worshiping the Lord, that they just won't return. And we can't be said to be loving our neighbor if we neglect those ones who are so weak that they'll never return again. God love you all. Don't lose hope. You're in my prayers. You're here with me at Mass on the altar. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.